Welcome back to Issues Etc. Little thing we like to do on Fridays, along with the listener email and the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff picks his, I pick mine. If you want your blog, a post on your blog to be considered for Issues Etc. blog of the week, all you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, look under promote, and you are going to find the Issues Etc. widget. There's a set of instructions there. Follow them, get that widget on your blog, then email us at talkback@issuesetc.org and tell us that you've put a widget on your blog. And guess what? We'll go there, we'll read it, we'll try and read it on a regular basis, and it'll be considered for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
Hey, Todd. You can tell Jeff's still not feeling quite well. We didn't see a dance like a 13-year-old
when
the first
one
on the blog was up.
I mean, how bad do you have to feel not to dance at your favorite song?
That's 2 weeks in a row, no dancing. First one on the blog.
Yeah, Jeff is actually very, very much under the weather. He gave it to me, and then I got rid of it, and he still has it, so.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what's going on with that little fuzz you got going on there around your face?
Called being lazy. Being lazy.
Well, that kind of put an idea in my ear, and I know we're short on time, so I'll push this quick. You know, you ought to come in Monday clean-shaven. I'll do the same. Jeff could do the same. And let's have a beard-growing contest.
But how would you judge such a thing?
Well, we were talking about this, and my idea was to put the pictures, like, in 3 weeks or a month, whatever, up on the internet, and just let the listeners vote as to who's got the best beard or whatever, kind of like soundbite of the week. However you want to judge it, just put in, say, I like this one best.
Well, the person they're going to have to convince, I have to convince two people, my wife and Jeff. Jeff is so proud of his little goatee that I don't know if he'd be willing to part with it, you know, and go for the full thing.
Actually, we're running out of time, but my wife is the one that encouraged me to grow this thing.
Really?
Yes. And so the order of creation does not count on this issue. Beth wants to keep my goatee, it stays. She decides my attire, however I look.
See, this is a perfect, another perfect example.
What about that time, Jeff, when she made you get the Clooney haircut?
What was the Clooney haircut?
Well, we're running out of time. I can't talk about it. We're running out of time.
All right, we'll save it for another time.
That's a true story, by the way.
She made me get a
George Clooney type haircut. Man, did that look bad. I'm no George Clooney, let me tell you that. Okay, my blog of the week is called Confessional Gadfly by Pastor Eric Brown. Quick methods of evaluation. This post is titled, now I'm not going to say we should be in the business of making snap judgments about others, but if one wants to figure out a church, figure out where they are coming from, what their attitudes are, I think I have an idea to what to look for. One, where are the crosses? The Christian faith is about Christ the crucified. Two, chat about the Lord's Supper. If you want to know what a person believes about the supper, ask them and what it is and why we need it, what it is for. Three, hymns. Look at the words they sing. Are they about me or about Christ? Are they designed to entertain me or teach me? Just a few simple places to start the evaluation. Any other things you all like to look for quickly was his final question. My Issues Etc. blog of the week, Confessional Gadfly by Pastor Eric Brown.
All right, we're going to post a link to Jeff's pick on our website, issuesetc.org. My pick of the week speaks or sings for itself, and I'll tell you in just a minute where I found this.
He taught me how to praise my God and still play rock and roll. The music may sound different, but the message is the same. It's just an instrument to praise his name.
That is my pick. It's found where is it again? Jeff.
Frank Gillespie.
Frank Gillespie's blog, Putting Out the Fires. And I don't know if it's a joke. You got to go watch this thing. It's very early praise music. It's like the earliest of praise musics. And I think it's a joke, although I'm not sure. It seems to be very serious. But if you look at it, listen to the lyrics, it says everything you need to know about praise music past and present. That's my pick. You'll find those at our website, issuesetc.org.